Live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, it's time for the Exit Exchange, brought to you by XPX Atlanta, dedicated to changing the trajectory of exit planning services in the Southeast. Now, here's your host.
And hello, everyone. Welcome to this edition, a special edition of the Exit Exchange. I'm John Ray, and I am with the leadership of XPX Atlanta, Maria Forbes, president of XPX Atlanta, and Anthony Chin, president-elect of XPX Atlanta. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, delighted to be with you. And we're going to get to the details here in a minute of some great things that are happening with XPX Atlanta. But before we get into that, there's probably a few people listening that don't know the organization and need to hear of the great work that XPX Atlanta is doing and why they need to be involved. So let's, Maria, maybe you can start, give everyone a little bit of the background, why XPX Atlanta exists, and who ought to be involved.
We are part of a wonderful global organization, the Exit Planning Exchange out of Boston. And back in 2018, three gentlemen had a conversation with Mary Adams, the founder of the Exit Planning Exchange, and decided that Atlanta was a ready territory for this type of work. So they recruited an initial board, and we started having our first conversations. And this is an organization that attracts a very diverse set of professionals, and that's intentional by Mary Adams, I believe, from day one. So we found that Atlanta was, as I said, just a very ready territory for something new and innovative that the Exit Planning Exchange is offering by their model.
Yeah, let's talk about the big picture before we get into the details of why this organization is needed. What pressing need does it serve? And obviously, it's a pressing need because we've got chapters all across the country. So there's a need here that it serves, and what is that need?
So many, but I'll start with one core need that we all believe, and that is the chronic condition of separate relationships that business owners have. They have separate relationships, a relationship with their CPA, a relationship with their attorney, with a wealth manager. No one ever has a conversation, and no one really thinks strategically about what else needs to be resolved in that business in order for that owner to truly move on, move forward, and not only just grow. I say just grow, but there are a lot of important growth initiatives, and also succession and ultimately exit. And they're not having the conversations because they didn't feel equipped to have them. Mm. So what we found was that we could not only equip these professionals to have broader conversations, but we could also equip them to collaborate with other professionals serving these business owners, specifically for XPX, it is the low mid-market, privately held businesses. We could also equip them to invite others into those relationships that would help those, that would truly, as we say, change the trajectory of exit planning. And what we mean by that is we're going to improve those outcomes so that owners feel well cared for and that the process is thorough. It's not just a deal on the table. Because what we know also is that every industry has their multiple, right? Mm-hmm. We all hear this. Our multiple is X.
Right.
So if I'm going to think about one day selling my business, I need a multiple of X. And they have no idea how to get there to that multiple of X. And if we put two businesses side by side and one has done the work and one hasn't, the multiples are not going to be the same. So we have an opportunity to educate all of us who serve the low mid-market business owners on what it really takes to prepare them for growth and exit.
Yeah. And Anthony, the most business owners out there, they understand the need for a CPA. They understand the need for an attorney, business attorney, even though they might not use them as often as they should, but they don't know of all the different subject matter experts out there that can help in various aspects of their business as they're leading up to that exit.
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of the traditional 3 or 4 pronged tier for most business owners. You've got you mentioned attorney, the accountant, sometimes a banker, and sometimes just overall general financial person. But those are just the most basic fundamentals. While the perspective of helping the business owner to grow, that's important, the conversation, as Maria mentioned now, is the conversation is not so much revolved around or enough around how to have a appropriate and successful exit. Those are two different complete sets of skills and lens and perspectives. And especially when you're dealing with larger companies, those 4-man team are not enough.
Yeah.
You got to have people who are specialists in human resources, you got to, in terms of leadership training. And Maria mentioned about multiples. We can use a very quick example. The question that we would present to the business owner is like, all right, if you're not around in 3 months, how is your business going to look? Because if the answer is anything but operating just as well without me, that's not a business for sale.
Right.
So these are all the other specialists that we will bring in beyond the basic 4. And as Maria mentioned before, it's the whole theme is revolving around collaboration of different professionals outside the traditional 4.
Yeah. And I think it seems to me the other mismatch here is just definition of time. I think, Maria, when most business owners think exit, they think that I start thinking of that 12 months out or maybe 6 months out, but it's really a multi-year planning process, which is another reason that calls for a wide range of experts that can touch different areas of the business.
Absolutely. And it also calls for all of us who are serving our clients to have those conversations, to open that door to what is your time horizon? What are you thinking now? What do we need to understand about the next 3 years or 5 years? Because oftentimes we do hear, oh, I'm good for 5 years. And then in 3 years, they say, I'm not so sure anymore. Or something happens. Sometimes it's a sudden change, you know, a sudden life event or economic event. There are so many factors that can change the perspective of the business owner. So yeah, we have to have those broader conversations. And that's one of the things that we focus on at XPX.
So a wide range of professionals that bring different services to the table. Let's give the two of you a chance to talk about what you do, just as a way to open the door to, as you introduce yourselves, I'd love it in your own area of expertise, if you could just share some of the wide range of capabilities that the organization has in terms of its members and who the kind of different areas that they represent. Maria, you want to start? Talk about you first.
For us, and this is really interesting, John, because we have what we call a power of 5 for our members. It's a member benefit. And I always say in our groups with power of 5, we need to understand why we need each other. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to do that if we just pitch our business.
Right.
We make assumptions around those pitches, right? Mm-hmm. You're a wealth manager. Oh, you're an HR. We really don't get it.
Yeah.
But what we do understand is that there's a point of entry. So for us, for example, in human capital management, we're looking at talent alignment and optimization all day long. So org charts and moving roles and redefining roles and hiring new people, vetting talent and onboarding. For us, there are various points of entry like that. And it looks like I might have a turnover problem, or it looks like I might have a leadership problem. It looks like I might have, someone's going to leave, they're going to retire, or they're quitting, and I've got a gap. But when we get in there, the real core issue is what's happening in the business broadly. And that's where we start to say, oh, now I'm connecting the dots of lots of other people that probably should help you. Incrementally, of course, we don't just ascend on them with a group of 12, but you help them prioritize what is really going on. If it looks like a turnover problem, it probably has something to do with the lack of process, a cultural issue. It could be a leadership issue oftentimes. Mm-hmm. So we have lots of different people that we can bring in that will help them overcome situations. And so for us, that point of entry could be any of those things. But the real core of it is, as I said, you've got to look broadly. You've got to look strategically with your clients to know, when do we need Anthony? When do we need somebody else to come in? And it's when, not if, because we know that if we look around the community of XPX, there is nobody in that community that isn't needed somewhere, somehow, with all of our clients.
Let's talk about some of those professions that are represented. You mentioned, you alluded to what you do, Maria, Firepower Teams, right? But in Anthony's financial consultant, financial advisor, but there are a lot of different professions represented in the organization whose services are needed at various points along the way as a business owner goes through the exit journey and beyond. Mm-hmm. Anthony, you want to talk about some of those professions that we're putting the word out to those professions that need to be involved in XPX?
If you work with a business owner, you have to be involved with XPX. That's, you hit the nail on the head in terms of no matter where the business owner is at in their current timeline, anyone that is involved with that business owner need to put it into their ear. Hey, you got plans of exiting someday? The best time to start was yesterday. Mm. The next best time is now. So anyone who would have some kind of level of engagement with the business owner, there's only so much the banker or the accountant or lawyer would get into the ear of the business owner. That might be what, maybe once, mm-hmm. twice a year. But if all the professions are beating the drum to the same rhythm, the business owner will be like, hey, okay, this is the third, fourth, or fifth time from different professions telling me the same thing. I should probably take a look at this as opposed to thinking in the back of their heads right. that, oh, the only reason the lawyer and the accountant is telling me this is just more billing. No, I've got all these other professions mm-hmm. that doesn't necessarily immediately gain financial benefit on the billing side, but they're looking out for my best interest, which is why XPX as an organization is much needed to connect with all the other professions, because I imagine those that are listening in, like, yeah, I'm scratching my head. I'm trying to get my business owner or client to understand the importance of this, but they're not listening to me, but they may as well, very well, listening to a second or third person coming along the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Let's talk about some of the specifics of what's going on in the organization today. Lots of changes, growth, new ideas and new initiatives. Maria?
Yes, and I represent the bridging, I bridge the gap between where we've been and where we're going. Mm-hmm. And so in May of 2019, something really magical happened at XPX. And I think you were not long after that, John, visiting us and being a part of XPX. Mm-hmm. We just attracted an incredible community of people mm-hmm. that are serving the low mid-market business owner, and we're very curious about what could be done. What could be done when we think about this vision of changing the trajectory of exit planning in the Southeast? So what does that mean? And what are they really doing there? So we spent next month is our 5-year anniversary. So we're very excited about that.
That's
we
awesome.
Had our first meeting in May of 2019, and we would average 85 to 95 people at a meeting. It was crazy. We were mm-hmm. so excited. And so without a lot of process at that time because like any startup, you're figuring it out.
You know?
So our board was very busy and we remain very busy even mm-hmm. today. Those years were laying a solid foundation and figuring out how we do it and how we engage our members. Mm-hmm. Laying the process foundation took some time. And today I'm very proud to say that all of our work has come to a point where we have a fantastic org chart. It's giant. It's just giant. It's probably the biggest one I've done because we have large committees made up of several subcommittees, like one that Anthony leads for events. We have membership. Those are our two biggest, and various other committees that are engaging all of the members inside of those to actually make this machine run. So we moved from a board-led to member-led. Mm. And that was the really important initiative. Last year in 2022, actually, we started co-chair system. So every committee would have co-chairs that were members. Mm-hmm. And so that broadened our, beyond the board now was the theme. Beyond the board, we have members that are engaged in helping us move this forward. Today, we have members that are not only engaged in leading committees, but they're engaged in member-led initiatives. This year in 2024, we have 5 member-led initiatives. So the shift that we're making is from leadership-led to member-led. And really empowering our members to say, okay, there's some things we can do together. Let's figure that out. And it took about 10 seconds after I took this office for the phone to start ringing to say, I've been thinking about these things. What are our opportunities? Is there an opportunity? And Anthony and I got together just before Q4 last year to really understand where we were going to go together this year. And the member-led initiatives was top priority for us. We wanted to be able to get members to help us lead this forward with opportunities for members that weren't designed top-down. They were more designed by peers. And so far, we're doing really well with those, this being one of them. I think everyone's going to be really excited about the show.
Yeah, I'm excited that we're relaunching and moving forward on that. But the key word in a member-led organization is collaboration, right?
Yes.
Imagine that.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
We had to walk the talk, right? Or however you say that.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. But let's talk about what some of those initiatives are.
Well, we can start off. We know the Mastermind Group is being launched next month. So for those who are not so much familiar with the concept, is as we're beating the drum of collaboration, it's not just enough to meet once a month over lunch or even connect once a month on a Zoom call. But the whole idea is having people from different professions come together specifically to meet, to brainstorm ideas, solutions, or troubleshoot own personal client issues or even their own business issues to really get that conversation and that trust among our members on a fast start as opposed to just once a month meeting. So that's one quick example. And then the other is, of course, the show here, relaunching joint work with you at Business Radio X. And along with that, we've got, I believe, our conference coming up.
In November.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Let's give a preview there.
Yeah, this conference is going to have top of the line educators in exit planning work. And it's going to be a 1-day event in November. And we are at this time planning for speakers for that event. It's going to be at Cobb Galleria for 1 day. And it's going to be a lot of fun for vendors and members. So product people and service people all come together on behalf of exit planning. So it's going to be a great event. We're going to talk more in depth about that with you coming up.
Yeah, but keep your eyes and ears open, folks, for November, right? Has the date been set for that yet?
November 14th.
Okay, save the date and wait for more information.
Yes, it's coming. It's coming. We'll be blasting that over the airwaves of social media here starting in a week or so.
One thing that occurs to me as we're chatting, to make it 5 years in any organization is a big deal, right? And particularly because we hadn't mentioned the P word, the pandemic happened in the middle of all that, right? Less than a year after the organization started, here comes the pandemic and that shut down all in-person events for a while. But to start out with almost 100 people at an event and at multiple events, and then to maintain that and continue to grow is just, it says a lot about what the organization is up to and the value that members get out of that being a part of the organization, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's at the end of the day, it's just the people themselves and the culture and the members. Mm-hmm. As Maria mentioned, we're shifting a lot more of just, instead of laying the foundations, it's now, for lack of a better word, letting the bird fly. Because for any organization, 5 years, and whether it's a business or nonprofit or any organization, there will come a point in time, it's like, all right, we've got the rail guard safe, all set, ready to go. Now to let the kid off and that's what we're doing in terms of the shift perspective-wise is for 2024. It's like, all right, we've got the foundation. Now the members can almost say run wild, but let their imaginations run wild and how we can elevate the engagement and get more professionals into that room that are not in that room. Because there's only so much, even though we're going up into 70 to 100 people members per luncheon, that's not fully representative of all professionals in the Atlanta area.
Sure.
We need to up that by significantly a lot more
right.
and get and really beat that drum here in Atlanta so that the business owners can have a better and more successful exit plan.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And it, because you, for some markets that XPX has a chapter, 100 would be a terrific attendance in Atlanta. That's, as you say, that's just a nano section,
yeah,
right, of the potential that exists, right?
It is. And yet a year, so we started our meetings in May of 2019, and then 2020, what, February, March, we were all shutting down.
Right.
And so we had to regroup, right? Everybody went virtual at mm-hmm. that time. So yeah, our attendance was, we had to do a lot of work to keep 50 people
sure.
at those meetings.
Sure.
But that core group of people has now talked to 50 other people. And those 50 are talking to 50 more. And now we're starting to see this exponential growth from doing everything we can to remain steady and strong during the pandemic, which was hard. Mm-hmm. That was a hard run.
Yep,
for really sure. 2 years, yeah. I would say. It was really 2020 to 2022. We were really working hard to maintain our membership. And that's those weird things that happen like that, like the pandemic, are almost opportunities to really step back and say, what do we need to be doing? What do we need? What are our members asking for? What's going to get them talking to other people? And that's when the member-led sort of part of this began to formulate, because we knew we had laid a foundation that we didn't have to truly micromanage anymore. We could get people that really understood the mission, vision, and that want to live it out. They want to execute on that. And why shouldn't we get their input? Why shouldn't this be peer-driven to a great extent? As Anthony said, we laid the guardrails, and now we collaborate to make sure that these other initiatives can truly happen. So we went from really hard work to a great magical thing in 2019 to, oh my gosh, the pandemic, we have to start over, to now we're seeing the other side of that, mm-hmm. the other side of that time when things are really tough, and we're seeing growth. And Q1 is particularly important for us because we have a lot of guests in Q1. We had 10, 15 guests at a meeting.
Oh, wow.
In Q1. We were taking on, and because they do, that's when we have our greatest potential to recruit in new members.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically self-recruit. We don't really say that much to anybody
right.
that would lead them to believe we're recruiting. It's really just the passion for what we're all doing together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And that's an amazing number that have that many guests, because I've been in meetings much larger that don't have near that many guests. So that's saying a lot right there. Yeah. And what that means is that members are inviting people to come with them,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
Beyond members inviting people to come with them, let's talk about what members ought to do to take advantage of the organization.
Well, beyond just the luncheons, and the Power of Five. So for the listeners coming in, what is the Power of Five? Maria kind of alluded a little bit, is to, we would have six different dates and times set around the calendar for people to connect over Zoom beyond the luncheon. But that's just for the Atlanta chapter here. Another possibility or growth is being able to connect with other chapters around the country, because we can't possibly know every single attorney in Atlanta, let alone around the world or around the country.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an opportunity to engage with other professionals, particularly for professionals here that may have clients outside of Atlanta. So that's another value offering from there. And the next is for our new members coming in to really get engaged right off the bat. I guess quick shout out to Carl Nickman and Amy Sokol, newest members, and immediately stepping, volunteering their time. Hey, I want to be engaged. How can I contribute for the growth of our organization? Where Carl, he jumped right in and said, you know what? I'm okay, comfortable being a moderator for our luncheons or our panelists, and Amy Sokol stepping in on an events co-chair planning committee. It's like, hey, these are all opportunities for our members to come in. There's no waiting period to be engaged. You can mm-hmm. start right from day one.
That's great. Yeah, that's terrific. And the, I think there's, one of the things I notice anyway is the website and what members are able to do in terms of showcasing their expertise, right? And that seems to be an area that probably a lot of folks that aren't taking advantage of it, they need to. Maria, you're good at that.
I have somebody watching out for me.
There you go.
In that area, because I wouldn't be as good.
Yeah.
But the knowledge exchange is getting to many advisors across the country. And so it makes a lot of sense to share what you're putting out there on social media, specifically blogs, a little more content than something really quick that you might say in social media. But if you're doing blogs, if you're creating any white papers, if you're sharing any, if you're teaching, if you're doing webinars that have content, it's great to share that on the knowledge exchange, because then we have a lot of people, and Firepower is nationwide, coast to coast. So and I'm sure that we have a lot of us that are working across the country. And so it's important for folks that we may not be live in front of to see what we're working on, to understand what we're saying about how we serve clients and what is being done for them.
For sure.
So yeah, the knowledge exchange is a big one. And that's, again, that's across it. You post to Atlanta, but it posts to the global site. So that's always
huge.
Good.
Yeah, that's that huge. Huge. Yeah, yeah. The entire organization across the globe can see it.
Yes.
Yeah. We're reviving the show, the Exit Exchange. Let's talk about what that's going to look like. Maria, Anthony?
Really, it's going to be focused on bringing in guests and previous potentially other panelists and other experts in their field to share the insights of all behind the scenes happenings of what is involved in the exit plan. We can all talk all we want in terms of the technicals, but we don't want to bore our listeners and put them to sleep. So what they would do, we would suggest in terms of sharing stories. And that's one of the new things we've done this year for the luncheon, is instead of going into technicals, we would specifically request our panelists to share specific stories so that the attendees can make that connection. Okay, here is why it's important. Now, I might have trouble explaining that to my client, but if I can hear a story from the panelists, whether it's on a tax side or legal side, and I can now spot, hey, my client is in that same similar situation. Here's what I learned at this luncheon. Now the business owner might be a little bit more open. Oh, wow, if that happened to this business owner and I'm in the little same position, I should probably prick up my ears a little bit. So those are just some of the couple of changes and improvements that we've brought in.
Yeah, and I think just memorializing some of those stories in a show that people can send to a business owner or share in some way, I think is important, because a lot of these stories get told and get lost if they're not memorialized.
It's such a great thing that you do with providing the content to us after an interview, so that people that you interview have an opportunity to utilize that content on social media or wherever they want, which is a really nice benefit. This is something when Anthony and I got our heads together Q4, and I learned that Anthony had a show with you.
Yeah.
And I remembered the great potential we had a few years ago with the show, that it seemed like a no-brainer to start this again. So I'm thrilled that you want to do it with us.
I'm delighted to be involved again and to go in a direction that helps support the organization, its members, and the clients of its members, right? It's going to be exciting, I think, what we've got planned here over the next several months. So folks, stay with us. You're going to enjoy it, I think, a lot as we move forward. Delighted to be involved with XPX Atlanta. This has been great, and I can't imagine that there aren't some folks that want to know more that don't already know how to get to XPX Atlanta. So let's talk to those folks that need to hear more about the organization, where they can find more information.
Yes, find us on the internet, theexitplanningexchange.com. And you can check out different chapters from that main website. You can find Atlanta in there, and you can look at chapters all over the country. There are 20 different chapters in different locations. And so that's the best way. We also have something we do here for people that want to understand what's going on in Atlanta specifically. We designed almost from day one the monthly program that new members or prospective members can attend. I'm just drawing a blank on the name of our program.
I am too.
Oh my gosh.
I know Tim leads
Experience
it.
Experience XPX. Experience XPX was our attempt to help with orientation with new members, help prospective members find out what's going on specifically in Atlanta. And we have had, Tim Templeton has been involved in that for us, leading it for several years. And it's a great way for people to find out what's going on specifically with us, as I said. You have also, when you join, you have an orientation from Global, mm-hmm. which is very nice. They provide a very nice orientation to the Global organization. And then you can do this with us and find out just about Atlanta.
That's terrific. Maria Forbes, Anthony Chin. Maria is the president of XPX Atlanta for the remainder of this year. Yes. 2024, and Anthony is president-elect and comes on in 2025.
I got very big shoes to fill.
Yes.
January 2025.
Yeah.
Where he's the future.
Congratulations on what both of you are doing, and because it's hard to get, I've had teenagers, and you've had an organization that's teenager age, right? Yeah. And getting that teenager to adulthood. I know you've had challenges and you've had victories, and congratulations on the great work you're doing.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you both. Hey, and folks, just a reminder, if you haven't realized this already, that the Exit Exchange is brought to you by XPX Atlanta. XPX Atlanta is fundamentally changing the trajectory of exit planning services in the southeastern United States. And the organization is doing so with values such as putting the client first, working collaboratively, thinking long-term, considering the human angle, and always learning. If those are values that resonate with you, go to xpxatlanta.com to learn more about the organization and to sign up and check it out. So for Maria Forbes, Anthony Chin, I'm John Ray. Join us next time on The Exit Exchange.